Marcus, let's explore some fascinating technology developments that are directly affecting consumers. There's an interesting open-source rebellion happening against subscription models. A developer built Goose, a pre-alpha iOS app that connects directly to the Whoop 5.0 fitness band over Bluetooth to extract health data locally, completely bypassing Whoop's subscription requirement.
This Whoop bypass represents a broader consumer revolt against subscription-based hardware, Sarah. Consumers are paying hundreds of dollars for fitness devices, then being charged monthly fees to access their own data. The fact that developers are creating workarounds suggests genuine market demand for subscription-free alternatives.
It also raises important questions about data ownership. If you're wearing a device that collects your health data, who owns that information? Whoop's business model depends on controlling access to user data, but consumers increasingly expect to own their personal information without ongoing fees.
McDonald's is testing AI drive-through ordering again with Google-powered Archie technology. They've attempted AI drive-through before with mixed results, so this represents their continued belief that voice AI can improve fast food operations. The Google partnership suggests they're using more sophisticated natural language processing.
The McDonald's AI initiative is particularly interesting because drive-through represents one of the most challenging voice AI environments. Background noise, varied accents, complex menu options, and time pressure create perfect conditions for AI failure. If they can make it work at McDonald's, the technology is probably ready for broader deployment.
Prime Video is launching weekly top 10 charts without viewership numbers, which represents a different approach to transparency than Netflix. Netflix publishes hours viewed alongside rankings, while Amazon is providing rankings without actual audience data. This affects how content creators and advertisers understand viewer engagement.
That data transparency difference is strategically significant. Netflix uses viewership numbers to demonstrate content success and justify licensing costs, while Amazon may prefer keeping actual numbers private to maintain negotiating leverage with content providers.
CNN is conducting an investigation documenting Waymo robotaxi safety failures across the United States. Their review of public records found driverless cars running red lights, driving into flooded roads, and nearly hitting pedestrians. This suggests autonomous vehicle technology still has significant safety challenges.
The Waymo safety investigation is particularly concerning because these are supposed to be the most advanced autonomous vehicles commercially available. If industry-leading self-driving cars are running red lights and nearly hitting pedestrians, it raises questions about the entire autonomous vehicle rollout timeline.
PUBG creator is halting their survival game and planning refunds, which represents a significant retreat from the battle royale genre that they helped create. When the creator of one of gaming's most successful franchises is abandoning new projects, it suggests either market saturation or development challenges.
NASA declared the Maven Mars spacecraft officially dead after 6 months of silence. Maven studied Mars for over a decade before going dark in December. Losing contact with spacecraft is always disappointing, but Maven far exceeded its original mission timeline and provided valuable Martian atmospheric data.
The Maven mission loss is particularly notable because it was one of our primary tools for understanding Martian atmospheric conditions. This data is crucial for planning future human missions to Mars, so losing that capability creates gaps in our scientific knowledge.
There's also interesting healthcare technology development. A study linking ultra-processed foods to 58% higher dementia risk is garnering attention. While correlation doesn't prove causation, this research suggests our industrial food system may have long-term cognitive health implications.
If ultra-processed foods genuinely increase dementia risk by 58%, that represents a massive public health challenge. Most convenient foods in American supermarkets are heavily processed, so this research could fundamentally change dietary recommendations and food industry practices.
These technology stories share a common theme of consumer empowerment versus corporate control. Whether it's bypassing subscription models, questioning autonomous vehicle safety, or understanding health impacts of processed foods, consumers are increasingly demanding transparency and control over technology that affects their lives.